up your glue.
That's when the cannibalism started.
Last update on the left.
Bubbles.
Tiny bubbles.
Remember I tried that? You know, she's still not a mom. But you don't need to be a mommy to enjoy South Florida. That's the right. Way Casey Anthony does.
Actually, I think it's better if you're not a mommy if you want to enjoy South Florida. And you're also, you're kind of talking out of turn there a little bit. She's a dog mommy.
Hey, I forget. Yeah, she's definitely a girl mom.
Isn't she moving to Tennessee?
Well, that's a long story. We don't know if she is yet because it seems that maybe the pressure, the Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift style, will they, won't they, with Casey Anthony and the random fuck she met that one time is really, it's too much for him.
Yeah. Welcome to the last update on the left, ladies and gentlemen. My name's Marcus Parks.
Get up fucking now. I went there, okay? I had to get my tits re-separated. That was the worst. They were too close together. They looked like googly eyes. I was looking at my tuck off my top. Everyone's like, oh my God, is that fucking Mickey Mouse? I was like, no, it's Casey Anthony, you fucking whore.
And Florida's own Ed Larson.
Ah, yes.
I really feel like in a way, I'm happy you met Julie.
Mm-hmm.
The two of us are both like, you know, because Eddie and I talked about this. We both realized that both of our wives are strong Midwestern stock.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Right? We got, you know, like Pittsburgh is a Rust Belt.
Yeah.
Slow, vaguely.
Midwest cousin.
Midwest cousin, Ohio. Strong women.
Yeah.
Powerful women.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of almost, I'm afraid of them.
Of course.
I'm afraid of both of them.
I will be a good man to Julie because I know that she could break my nose.
The whole point is fear allows love to exist safely. But Eddie and I, we really could have ended up with one of these.
Yeah.
A Casey Anthony.
Done some time. I think I could have ruined a year of my life.
With all of the body cam footage I watched. Because you said about how moms don't have as much fun in Fort Lauderdale, but I don't think that's true. Because you know how many times they just let that kid just rock in the car?
Oh, man.
You know, that kid's having a great time. He's got the little slit open. He can hear the stuff inside of the parking lot. He's listening
kids
to fucking...
Kids can go anywhere. Oh, I grew up in tracks and casinos.
Oh, yeah. You just hang back there. Yeah.
You know, they let you at the bar.
My mom used to...
There's toys at the bar.
I used to sit in the van and wait for my mom to get out of Joanne Fabrics.
Oh, man, yeah?
She's sitting there, man.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of nice, though.
I asked to be in there.
Yeah, no, because it was better than being in the fucking fabric store.
Yeah, because I could honk the horn a bunch and get her in trouble.
Did she leave it in neutral by a pond?
No. Unfortunately, no. She didn't leave it open.
I don't know what happened. He was here, and then he's just in the water.
I don't know. Apparently, they said that quarter pounders naturally floated in the lake, and that's what first attracted him to the waters.
I had used to work with a bartender at the Village Poorhouse who criminally looked like Casey Anthony would regularly get asked by patrons if she was her.
Oh, my God. Don't you think we'd be advertising that?
That's the worst thing to get asked. Are you Casey Anthony? Did you move to New York City?
Anyway, I'll take two Budweisers.
Hey, wait a second. Are you Jared Fogle? That's amazing. Wow, I'm a huge fan. I never thought I'd get this opportunity.
Well, of course, today's subject of the update show is Casey Anthony. And man, out of all the people we've covered over the years, nobody I think has been a busier beaver than Casey Anthony since her acquittal.
You know, honestly, since the guy who shot Reagan.
John Hinckley.
John Hinckley's really thrown it in there, Marcus.
Well, yeah. I mean, he had a long cooling off period.
I wouldn't
consider uploading a bunch of songs to YouTube like busy beavering.
Yeah. God, imagine a Casey Anthony ukulele concert.
It'd be short.
Continue. If this was fucking 2012.
Hey, let's get lemon drops. I'm sick of this.
Well, I can't quite remember where we left off when we talked about Casey Anthony in our series. Well, I'm pretty sure we ended it with, like, you know, the theory of the whole Zanny the Nanny Firefox theory, you know, that she had actually Googled stuff on Firefox, but the cops never actually looked at Firefox history. They just looked looked at her Internet Explorer history.
And it had completely to do with technological idiocy, which is the reason why they fucked up and why she got off. But I think
it's a great promo for Firefox.
It is.
If I saw, like, I was on a Google Meet today with someone in my, they were using Firefox. I'm like, should I trust this person?
No, Firefox used to be the good one.
Yeah, I used Firefox for years.
I think the thing that we kind of ended with was Jose Baez's book.
Yeah.
And we were talking about how it seemed at the time, and recently, I believe it was right after, we found out that Casey Anthony was schnooping Jose. And we just don't know whether or not they were doing it while they were in court or not. He obviously said never. It was after that. It was the passion and the joy of him getting her off. Obviously acquitted for murder makes, nothing makes a lady wetter than getting her acquitted for murder.
Or her children.
Oh, yeah. So that was the first time. Now we know that it seems to be a thing. Now, why are we covering an update on Casey Anthony? I think it's because there are a lot of people that are very fascinated with her life.
Well, there was the huge documentary series that came out last year.
Yes.
Where the Truth Lies.
And originally that was supposed to be like sexy. One of the original pitches for that docuseries was, and I'm not even joking, I believe it was a confessional with her tits out.
Well, it wasn't a confessional with the tits out.
Confessional with your tits out is one of the best ideas possible. Jose fucking Joni, I'm looking at you, Arius.
Yeah.
I'm looking at you.
Confession with her tits out would be a very interesting Netflix series.
Well, the story behind that was that in 2019, Casey said that she was going to be making a racy and explicit movie called As I Was Told, and that was going
to
tell her side
of
the truth.
So it's supposed to be a sexy reenactment of her getting molested by her father? That's what the idea is?
Well, she said there will be several racy scenes because she was with a few men during this time, and they planned to depict how she became pregnant.
They
were going to show her fucking a lot of dudes. And this was supposed to be like, this was going to be low budget.
Wait a second. So this was supposed to be the making of Kaylee Anthony?
Yes, that was going to be the first act.
So this is a prequel?
That was going to be the first act of the movie, I think, was her getting pregnant.
Getting cummed in?
Was she going to play herself?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. She was going to play.
And so the dudes were going to be, what, Tony Hinchcliffe? You got Donald Trump Jr. Yeah. These are all the actors in the movie.
Well, a source close to Casey said, and it was probably Casey saying, Casey's really smart. She has to tell her side, but she knows what audiences want to see, and not sex.
Yeah. That is the two circles in front of your tent.
She spoke with several production companies before settling on one. They were going to film in North Carolina. It was going to be a low budget. Casey actually said herself that it was going to be a low grade movie, but she was going to have full editorial control.
Wow. And that's exactly what you want from a bartender from Fort Lauderdale, is total creative control.
Imagine being in the editing suite with Casey Anthony.
My tits look stupid in this one. Oh my God, those were my breasts at all. Those were my butt? Where? Is that like that all the time? Look. Oh no. I guess I'd sat on some pepperonis at lunchtime. Cut that. Scrub that. Fix it, Pat.
Well, the movie would present the case in a new light and share how she followed the instructions of an unnamed man who told her, quote, live your life as normal. I will take care of your daughter's body.
Her Xanax dealer?
He said she had no idea what he did with Kaylee and was told to hide Kaylee's death for a month. The movie is titled As I Was Told, because she was doing what she was told. Can you guess why the movie never made it to production?
I'm so flabbergasted. I can't even imagine. I've already paid for it. I already bought a ticket this morning for this.
There's a full reason why. COVID.
Yeah.
It ruined her If I Did It.
Yeah. It ruined my. I can't believe it. It ruined my starting year for the Cleveland Browns. And it was going to be big for me.
Reports suggested that multiple factors, including the pandemic, derailed production. Multiple factors. But coronavirus was one of them. Stopped any momentum the film had. And it is effectively dead.
It's wild, like, what got her there. So we know that in 2011, she was acquitted. She was, again, ordered, I guess, serve a year for supervised probation for she did a check fraud conviction.
Yeah, she stole her friend's checkbook and wrote $600 and five checks.
Which she obviously, she was, it was as she was told. She said they wouldn't serve. She got some time served. I guess she did a bunch of different stuff. But it's like, it's just kind of crazy that she got out and she immediately flipped it into a whole like inner life for herself. She left. Like, some people run and hide, right? Like Carlo Homolka went and hid.
Yeah.
Also like Myra Hindle. Myra Henley's in. I'm trying to think who's also like totally like got out and left. Leonard Lake's wife hid.
Yeah, Cricket.
You know, John, what's his name? The toy box killer. His wife is still kind of out there.
Yeah.
And it's like, but she kind of decided to live out loud.
No, she really did. I mean, I think she, that's the thing about her is that she would say, like, I hate being on camera. I like hate it.
She takes
every opportunity to be on camera. Apparently
she was gonna star in a movie about herself.
I know. Well, the thing is about the probation is that her lawyer argued, it's like, but come on, time served, because there was, I think, 3 years between the murder and the trial. And the judge was like, writing bad checks is not the same as being acquitted of murdering your daughter.
It's a separate, it's a separate crime.
Yeah. You need to do your time. But 2 months into her probation, a video diary was leaked to the internet.
Leaked to the internet, quote-unquote.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she said that she's excited to be out of prison. She was learning how to use a laptop and Skype.
Yeah, and according to her, it's been a long time since I've had something to call mine, you know? And it's surreal, like, how many things changed since July and how many things haven't changed. Things are starting to look up.
Mm-hmm. And she did not mention Kaylee once in the video. But they say that they did not release it whatsoever. Some people think that they tapped into her Wi-Fi signal and got inside her laptop.
She's not a fucking Russian delegate. No one tapped into her fucking Wi-Fi and stole it. She put it out there to test the waters to see if her comeback could start. Like, literally, I do believe she posted it being like,
comeback to what? She was nothing.
Because she got addicted. Look at Sarah Boone, my new case du jour that I love, the suitcase murder. She killed her husband. She killed her boyfriend, whatever, like, essentially by zipping him up in a suitcase. Filmed the whole fucking thing, you know, saying, like, as she's going, like, Sarah, help. Sarah, help. As he's dying of oxygen deprivation inside of a suitcase. And she goes, that's my name. Don't wear it out. And Sarah Boone, this was her response. Sarah Boone, you can tell in her, she just actually was, she's guilty of murder, obviously. She filmed it. And so, but in her testimony, it's this little smile where she gets this little smile on her face in between talking where you're like, you like being the center of attention.
Yeah.
And the one thing that Casey Anthony, most people I know, because guess what, from all of our friends that are either famous or have been through scandal, guess what they're like? I want to go live on a farm.
Yeah.
I don't want to go anywhere. I'm sick of people. I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Casey Anthony got a touch of it and she was like, yes, please. Mm-hmm. Like, that takes this very specific type of sociopath.
Yeah. Well, one of the things I found was really interesting with all the lawsuits that were filed against Casey Anthony after the trial. Because if you'll remember correctly, I don't know if you know about the specifics of the Casey Anthony trial.
I would like to get a recap.
Sure. Her daughter went missing and she didn't report it for 31 days. And then finally she showed up to her parents' place and like, yeah, so my daughter's been missing. And then they called the cops and Casey Anthony gave them a whole song and dance, gave them a number of different excuses. And one of the excuses that she gave, she said that I think that my daughter was taken by this woman, Zanny the Nanny, Zenaida Fernandez Gonzalez. And of course, this woman had nothing to do with the murder whatsoever, had nothing to do with anything. But since her name got out into the press over and over again, Zenaida Gonzalez, Fernandez Gonzalez, so on and so forth, she sued Casey Anthony for defamation.
As she should have.
Yeah, as she should have, because Casey told the Orlando police that her babysitter had stolen her two-year-old.
And then changed her story in the middle of, like, included the Zanny the Nanny story, but then included this story about how she was routinely sexually sexually assaulted by her father, and that her father helped her hide.
All that came way later, though.
That's what I'm saying. That's kind of where it transmuted into the trial, where she was kind of then. That was a big surprise. That was a big thing, saying that basically, and her father was also surprised to be accused of molesting her. And then they essentially said, I brought a dead baby to, like, a dead, formerly drowned Kaylee to my father to help me cover up this crime. Mm-hmm. And he said, absolutely not. That did not happen.
Yeah. And so Zenaida Fernandez Gonzalez, she'd never met Casey in her entire life. She lost her job. She lost her house. She received death threats because of the Zanny the Nanny lies. Turns out Zanny the Nanny, what that was she was giving her daughter Xanax to calm her down.
So she could go party. Yeah. She basically could give her a Zanny so she'd knock out, and then she'd go to the club and come back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's where Zanny the Nanny came from. Wow. But an attorney for Casey said that she was distraught that she couldn't pay her legal fees because she was going through bankruptcy at the time.
Oh, yes.
But unfortunately, she got a win in this case because a judge dismissed the Fernandez-Gonzalez case and concluded that Casey didn't state specifically that Fernandez-Gonzalez personally kidnapped and murdered Kaylee Anthony. And unfortunately, a year later, Fernandez-Gonzalez was arrested for credit card theft and grand theft for stealing a cancer patient's credit card at a motel in Kissimmee, Florida. Spent about $800 in stores around Orlando and Kissimmee.
That's not even that much. You know, that's an expensive town.
Yeah, it is.
The second lawsuit, this one I find fascinating. There is a volunteer-based search group out of Texas called Texas Equisearch. Did you guys watch that Texas Killing Fields documentary series?
No.
It came out last year.
No, I didn't see it.
There's this area in Texas where just bodies just keep popping up in the same place. Like, they just keep popping up.
Yeah.
Well, they grow them in Texas.
Every
birth is a future murder.
Yeah, that's the idea.
Well, I've said this again and again. It's like, you ask why we don't do Texas cases. It's just because they're brutal and fucking just dull. Like, it's just like, here's a body. That's it. Like, it's... Nah. Yeah, Texas cases are absolutely brutal. But this one single man started this group called Texas Equisearch that helps with, you know, finding missing kids. And things after Casey Anthony reported Kaylee missing to the police, like, there was like a months-long search for this kid.
Oh,
like,
of course.
Where there was, you know, the parents were sitting outside, you know, were giving interviews every day. You know, do you remember the fucking Project Monarch shit?
Yeah.
There was a whole thing where people were saying that Casey Anthony's mother was an MK Ultra agent, like an MK Ultra sleeper agent.
We can't give her that much credit.
No, it's so hard. She was in, it's so hard to get that training.
So did anyone ever get convicted of Kaylee's death?
No, absolutely not.
And it's so I guess it's an open case.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a, there's no one. No one has even come close to being like another suspect has not even come close. I mean, because Casey Anthony killed her.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, she just definitely killed her. But Equisearch sued Casey Anthony for $100,000 because the company invested $112,000 of their donor funded resources, 4,200 personnel, and 2 years searching for Kaylee Anthony when Casey knew that she was already dead. Because Casey's entire court case is like, yeah, I knew she was dead. I gave her to my father. Like, my father gave the body to me and then he got rid of it.
And then everything changed again. When she later went on to do the Peacock series.
Oh, the Peacock. My God, the Peacock series was infuriating to watch.
The Peacock series, it's hard because I feel like we're in this new age where we want the clap back to the clap back to the clap back to the clap back because it just in a never ending series of takes in which we slowly but surely end up in a dystopian milk filled shit country, you know?
That's what this show is.
Yeah, that's the goal. That's one of our goals, to stabilize it. Yeah. But this Peacock documentary is like, they needed to hear from Casey Anthony and needed to hear her side of the story. And again, it's about how often is this fucking story going to change? Because it went from the Zanny the Nanny story, then it went to this accidental death of the family covered up into this House of Horrors, which she begins to describe within this new documentary series is where Casey Anthony, where the truth lies, is like she lived an almost Joseph Fritzl-like experience, Elizabeth Fritzl-like experience within a Joseph Fritzl household where she was routinely molested.
You gotta be careful. You gotta be careful when you're around your father. You get routinely molested. And so she was routinely molested several times by her father and her older brother.
Not just several times, like constantly.
Constantly. That Kaylee was also a product of rape, possibly incest-based rape.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do we believe any of this?
No. Ask yourself. Look at Casey Anthony, and you look at the way. I'll just say this. Their words are coming out of her mouth. Mm-hmm. She obviously has been directed. She's Casey Anthony. And so the main problem is like that, right?
The main problem is that she's Casey Anthony.
And so, and it's the way she tells the stories, right? It's the way that she does it. And we're like, oh my God, it's this. When she gets serious, that comes into the world of Belko Fry. And so you know that bad things happen to her because she's starting to talk like this. And I don't fully buy the voice change. And I think the main thing is that if this was real, would this not have been up front and center of this story, right? Would this not be number one?
Yeah.
I'm getting routinely molested, right? By everybody. And it's all happening. It just doesn't necessarily make
sense. And it's happening to my toddler daughter as well.
And the whole story changed that that Casey Anthony's father killed Kaylee on his own, that he just killed her, smothered her while giving her a routine molest, right? And then threw the body in the pool. It was a whole thing. And that she never knew that Kaylee was dead. She always knew that Kaylee was alive the entire time and actively searching within a 15-foot circle around her. Oh my God, where is she? She's not in the living room. I don't know.
Yeah, because she said that her father kept telling her, Kaylee's alive, Kaylee's alive. You just gotta wait and she'll be
because
okay.
Because he probably was telling her Kaylee was alive because he thought that maybe he was helping his daughter feel better about her missing daughter because he was trying to be a good father.
Yeah.
So he probably was saying she's still alive because he maybe was trying to help her and then she twisted those words again on her.
I mean, but 31 days before you report her missing, that alone is a crime, right?
Well, that's interesting. It wasn't at the time. But since then, there's been put in states around America, there's some variation of what's called Kaylee's Law. Because after a 3-year-long investigation, coincidentally, shortly after Casey was acquitted, the Department of Children and Families, the DFC in Florida.
Yes.
I'm sure you're familiar.
Yeah, they love knocking on doors.
They released their report that concluded that Casey Anthony failed to protect her child from harm, either through her actions or lack of actions, which tragically resulted in her child's untimely death. While the report doesn't carry much legal weight, it is the first report of this kind to place the responsibility of Kaylee's death on Casey. If Casey were to have another child, for example, the findings of DCF could be brought up in future allegations. The DCF began their first review in 2008 when Kaylee went missing, because Casey and Cindy and Anthony were very forthcoming, but the Anthonys gave DCF investigators the cold shoulder once Kaylee's remains were discovered. And Kaylee's death launched a second review when DCF received allegations of abuse at the hands of Casey. The report verified 3 allegations of abuse, death, failure to protect, and threatened harm.
Did she have Xanax in her system?
Kaylee?
Yeah.
She was bones.
Yeah, by the time they got to her.
She was bones in actually how the body was found is a utility worker had gone off into this wooded area that was like very close to the Anthony house to take a piss. Like he just went off into the woods to take a piss. He was on the job and he saw a garbage bag and he kicked it and Kaylee's skull came tumbling out.
Yeah, dude.
Good God.
Yeah, not good. That's not what you want to win.
He also filed a lawsuit against Casey Anthony.
For a new pair of shoes.
Honestly, even a pair of kids will be fine.
He had a great name. His name is Roy Kronk.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, he filed a lawsuit against Casey Anthony for defamation, claiming Casey and her attorneys tried to shift the blame from Casey and Zanny the Nanny onto him. Kronk claimed that Casey Anthony's attorneys called him a killer, a child snatcher, and morally bankrupt. Additionally, Jose Baez... I always want to say Joan Baez.
I always do, too. It's hard.
Jose Baez told the jury that Kaylee's death was an accidental pool drowning, and if that were true, then Casey and her attorneys knew their statements about Kronk were false, per his claim. Kronk also sued the National Enquirer and bounty hunter Leonard Padilla for defamation, because Padilla was the one who bailed Casey out of jail.
Her future paramour.
Mm-hmm. And Kronk's case was stalled by 5 years because of Casey's bankruptcy filing. By 2020, Judge Virginia Hernandez Covington sided with Casey Anthony and dismissed Kronk's lawsuit. Because Casey Anthony testified she had no idea how her lawyers were accusing Kronk of the crime.
Yeah, I guess you could say that, because she was too busy accusing her father and everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. I also feel like, well, this may be a good way to even shoehorn talking about how the Menendez brothers might be up for a resentencing.
I think they're out in 6 months.
It's very possible.
They're saying they might be out by Thanksgiving.
We'll see. God. I still think that now, but we're looking at, in that case, you're seeing that stories about their father got corroborated by material outside of it, and still I am torn about the idea about whether or not you should be acquitted for murder in general, depending on whether or not you... Like,
if the stuff with the father is true, they still shot their mother in the face with a shotgun.
Yes.
You know, like, yeah. Like yes. That's, you know, so it's so bizarre to me.
But that's obviously... There's a lot of people that don't... believe it in that way. They don't feel that way, and that's how I feel. Personally, I feel like murder should be the line. I know a lot of people that have had terrible things happen to them, mm-hmm. and don't kill anybody.
Yeah,
and so I feel like that's like one of those where I feel that technically the ultimate survival should be you surviving and moving on and not committing revenge. I think that if, you know, in a world there where everything's eye for an eye, it makes the whole world blind.
George Gascon loves to publicly like let people out of prison. I mean, the guy who tried to kill Chappelle in front of the Hollywood Bowl, he famously let out of prison like the next day.
Yeah, he's just because that is one of those. I do understand trying to change our minds and know that allow mm-hmm. that maybe the law can change its mind, but I just don't know if it's going to put us in a good place if everybody then says necessarily it's so hard to say, so sticky to say. If you it's so, I don't even,
it's
sticky.
Hard to say at any point that murder is okay.
Yes, yeah, so,
you know,
hard.
It's like unless you are literally a soldier, like is the only time that
are directly defending your life,
yeah.
Or you're in a situation like Elizabeth Fritzl, like if you get out and you kill your captor.
Well, Elizabeth Fritzl, I mean, you can compare that to the Menendez brothers.
You
story,
cannot.
Then.
You absolutely cannot. Did Elizabeth Fritzl get a Camaro?
No.
No, I don't think that she did. I think that it's hard. We'll obviously the other smarter minds will speak upon this.
I mean, I can say with the Mendez brothers, like I've been kind of obsessed with it lately, and I do like all the abuse. Definitely. I definitely believe all of the abuse like that. Absolutely happened. I don't know if their lives were truly in danger, if they believed that their lives were in danger.
I don't.
And as you said, Ed, it's kind of hard when you add the mother into the situation.
Yes. Even if she did look the other way,
she was also being abused. She was locked into the same system of abuse that you were, and then you fucking killed her for it. So it's one of those where I don't know. But when it comes to Casey Anthony, I think that we are... I think that she definitely was released on a technicality.
Yeah.
I think, like, what's the difference between the Menendez brothers, and this is just an open question, saying this thing happened and that's why we murdered somebody, right? So that's one thing. They're working on it. Meanwhile, like, Casey Anthony said a bunch of mess about her father and her mother, and then technically they're at least alive to challenge it, which is what they did. So then they decided to take a bunch of lie detector tests.
Well, they had a response documentary to Where the Truth Lies. Because Where the Truth Lies was, I mean, it was long. It was
also
four
a horrible
episodes.
Title.
Yeah, Where the Truth Lies?
Yeah. That's so stupid.
Well, I think that's a play clever on words. Thing.
They were trying to be clever.
That means none of it means anything.
It means nothing, yes, exactly. Yeah, I think you kind of got the crux of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It means absolutely nothing. But yeah, Casey says, you know, that her father killed Kaylee when he was molesting her, because she said that when her father molested her when she was a kid, her father would put a pillow over her face to keep her quiet. And so Casey says that probably her dad was molesting Kaylee and was putting a pillow over her face and accidentally killed her.
And he said that came was corroborated by his his sentence, he said at the eulogy of Kaylee about how he'll always miss the scent, her like her hair and the smell of her sweat. She said a thing from working out, which he then doubled.
It's not just from working out, from playing out outside.
Yeah, it was like a weird thing that he said, but it wasn't really like, it was just that he missed the smell of his granddaughter. I mean,
it's not a good family. You know, it's not like everyone's clamoring to be in the Anthony family.
I guess not.
I just can't believe she never linked up with George Zimmerman. They're right next to each other.
You don't think that they didn't. They've definitely been at the same parties.
Yeah.
You know? They're all at Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah.
Yeah, but after that whole thing came out, because it's the thing is the Anthony family, that they had no idea that any of this was coming. You know, they never had any idea that any of it was coming. And they actually didn't watch the series itself. They said that they were told about all of the allegations later. So they had their own special with A&E called Casey Anthony's Parents, The Lie Detector Test.
Yeah, it was very, it's very Howard Stern-esque.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, it was, again, long. It was very long, and they really drug it out. And it's harrowing to watch, because you're just seeing, it's just watching two people in just such intense pain and grief.
Because they're just going like, no, it. No, I didn't do that. No.
Yeah.
God, no.
And just talking about how their life has completely fallen apart.
Of course.
Since the death of their granddaughter. And like, you look at their house and it's just this, it is a mausoleum to their dead granddaughter.
They said their life is still 99% Kaylee.
Yeah. And it's like, there's pictures of their granddaughter. There's even pictures of Casey everywhere. It's like all they've done since Kaylee's death is add more pictures of Kaylee. So every single surface in the entire house, everywhere they look, they see a picture of Kaylee. It's like they're just purposefully like just shoving the knife into their heart.
Oh, yeah. Again.
And now then, I know what to get them for Christmas.
Oh, this is a Kaylee Anthony asshole. Oh, yeah. We're more of a, we like the guy that was the alien.
Yeah. What if I accidentally get her a picture of Carmelo Anthony?
Unbelievable.
Confusion. Much confusion.
But it's also like, you know, they both, obviously, their lives are destroyed. Cindy was forced to say, like, I would have known if there was sexual assault happening because it was our door was right next to her door. And just like, Jesus fucking Christ. And what is she going to do? Sit there and go like, oh, she's getting her good.
Yeah. Now, they say that she drowned, right, Kaylee?
Mm-hmm.
But like, how do we know it wasn't a Xanax overdose?
We don't
because
know
anything. Because the body was just bones when they found it.
Yeah. So but how do they even know she drowned?
They don't.
We don't know anything.
They actually have no idea how she actually died.
We know that there was tape over her mouth. And we know that she was bound up inside of a bag. So something happened. And it did seem like from what she looked at, I actually don't think that she was drowned. I think that she just had tape put over her nose and her mouth until she asphyxiated.
Yeah. And it was probably done by accident.
No.
In a weird way. No, I'm saying like the death itself was an accident.
No.
You think it was a straight up murder?
Yes.
You don't think she was just like using like Xanax and tape as a babysitter?
That's not a good babysitter.
I know it's not a good babysitter.
You know who's a better babysitter? A Rottweiler. Like a hungry Rottweiler. No, I don't. I think the tape was to kill. I think that eventually she just, well, I'll get rid of her.
Well, she looked at her Firefox history has, you know, I can't remember exactly what it was, but it was... You know, how long does it take to die from asphyxiation? Oh, like, it's like a very damning, very, very damning evidence that was not introduced at trial.
Yeah.
Foolproof suffocation methods.
Yes.
Is what she was looking for.
Yeah. And that was on Firefox, but the cops didn't think to look at it.
It's the term.
It's useless.
You know, it really is. It's like, it is such a,
her
we all know.
Hotmail was filled with awful stuff, too.
Super terrible. Legitimately, this is just an example of, she just got off scot-free. And instead of living a life of, she just went away. She just could have gone away.
She partied in France for a while.
She does a lot of stuff.
Now, yeah. She got into a big bar fight
in
2021 in West Palm Beach.
Yes, I heard about that. But that was, I mean, did she, like, she probably just, someone saw her and tried to fight her.
No, they knew each other. The woman that she knew was, her name was Thelma Moya. Mm-hmm. And Casey said, it was at O'Shea's Irish Pub.
Oh, yeah.
That's O'Shea's that's Casey's local. Mm-hmm. Apparently, what it was said at first was that they were having a fight over an ex-boyfriend that they had dated at the same time. Moya threw a drink at Casey. Casey threw a drink in Moya's face. And Casey described Moya as her, quote, arch nemesis.
Oh, yeah.
And
that was her daughter.
Yeah.
And I vanquished her.
Definitely an arch nemesis to having a good time. But Moya went on, she spoke with Fox News and said that the argument had zero to do with their ex-boyfriend and clarified they're not friends. They said the shared boyfriend is how they met originally, but, quote, there's more to it. I wish to not say.
Whoa. You know how that always is. When always they say that thing of like, well, maybe I'll tell the whole story someday. I mean, they haven't fully made it up.
And so back to the TV show, Casey Anthony's parents, the lie detector test. Like, yeah, they just go through and they you know, and they build up to the lie detector test. And they do a really good job of building up to it. But eventually, both George and Cindy sit down for the test. Both of them pass it with flying colors. Like, they actually bring in an FBI guy to do the polygraph. And they we know the polygraphs aren't 100% or anything like that.
I just feel like, well, because the thing is, one thing I will say is that Cindy had put the ultimatum, if you fail the polygraph, we're getting divorced.
Yes.
Which puts a lot of pressure.
Also, yeah, it doesn't help the results.
So the fact that he's passed while knowing that everything would be over if he failed, to me actually makes it a little bit more, like, good. Make it a little bit, like, but we don't know anything about polygraph tests, really, but we can't really say that they are reliable. But it's with the mixture
I don't
of
think
the other...
That- people with, I'm going to go ahead out on a limb here and say, with low intelligence like them could probably pass it easily.
I mean, they were, I mean, I think that they had they were very normal people.
They're just normal people.
Yeah, they're just regular ass normal people. The most normal, it's like.
This is not George,
George Anthony's, I mean, he wanted to be goofy when he was, like, that was his biggest dream was to be goofy at Disneyland.
This is an opinion-based show, so we're allowed to say whatever we want. they do performance-enhancing shoes. But my opinion is that George Anthony had absolutely nothing to do with this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think that Cindy Anthony had absolutely nothing to do with this, but that is my belief system because they say afterwards, they try to say that Casey Anthony's pathological lying is because of how much she was molested, which seems to also be a symptom of you being a part of some massive. I just don't get it. She obviously is just a liar. She's a full-on pathological liar.
I know plenty of liars that weren't molested.
And I know a lot of molested liars who don't kill. And they don't blame their fucking father for killing. You know what I mean? Like, there's so many ways to not be involved in murder.
Yeah, and at this point, there's no way for Casey Anthony to actually get in trouble for her daughter's death.
No, it's over.
It's over, right?
Yeah. Statute of limitations already spent. She got.
I mean, there's no statute of limitations on murder.
She was exonerated. Well, she was exonerated. It happened already. It was double indemnity.
Yeah.
Yes.
But the incredible thing is that, like, Cindy actually was friendly with Casey Anthony until, like, 2016.
Yeah.
That was the last time that they talked to each other, or the last time they saw each other. Cindy's father died, and so Casey came and, like, stayed with him for the night. Next morning, they were just chatting, like, nothing was going on.
Yeah.
I don't think, like, they just, like, didn't bring up the murder at all.
I mean, at some point, I know that she's, like, you know, literally Casey Anthony, but you miss your daughter.
Yes, no, that's what they both say. They both say, like, we still love her. We still, like, want to be, like, but we can't be around her. Like,
no, of course not. She killed your fucking granddaughter, mm-hmm. and you are, and brought you into it and tried to blame you for it.
Yeah, and the last argument that they had was, because that's the thing, is that George and Cindy have Kaylee Anthony's ashes in their home. And then Casey asked to come over for Kaylee's ashes and Kaylee's clothes and whatever. Sydney said that she didn't deserve Kaylee's ashes.
She's correct.
And the ashes are the only thing left of Kaylee that Casey could ever give her. Casey threatened violence and said she would show up anyway and take them. She insulted Cindy for staying with her, quote, lying, rapist, pedophile husband. Cindy, and this is like, I mean, this is a fucking, like, bomb drop. Cindy responded by sending photos of the garbage bag Kaylee's body was found in with the message, "You put her there."
Yeah.
And that was the last time they talked to each other.
Hey, yeah, man, no, that's moms know how to do it.
That's a relationship ender.
Yeah, it's really hard.
Cindy also said that she's going to scatter Kaylee's ashes before she dies so Casey can never get her hands on
her. Now, piece of shit in me is like, aren't
it's aren't those ashes actually Casey's property? If you want to go like legally,
I don't know what the legality of remains are. Honestly, yeah. I have no idea.
I mean, we all know that she don't deserve them, but yeah.
I believe she could sue them to get the ashes.
Mm-hmm.
Like legally, yeah. She has been exonerated for the murder.
Yeah,
it is her child.
Yeah,
so yes, I think legally she might be able to sue them. Mm-hmm. I'm not certain though.
Damn, it's so terrifying.
Well, it's just, you know, it's one of those things where we, as a society, have decided that those decisions are made, and we have to deal with the repercussions of those decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And so, in the world of us, she's completely innocent, and we're committing slander.
We're not.
This entire episode, you know what I mean?
We're giving our opinion on what we think.
Of course, but you know what I mean? That idea of, like, it's one of those travesties. It's hard because the U.S., you know, Justice Department ain't always batting 1,000.
Yeah, because if this was slander, Norm MacDonald would have been in prison for OJ jokes a long time ago.
Yeah. They just put him in career jail.
Yeah, but one of the last things George said on him and his wife's special is just like, it's such a weird thing to say about, you know, someone who murdered their own daughter and then has spent her entire time since, like, destroying her father's reputation. He said, you blew it.
Yeah.
You blew it, Casey.
Yeah.
You really blew it.
And, you know, she's out there. She's going to eventually get some form of television show or pornography film or get her boobies out in something.
Well, here's the thing. I actually was thinking about that earlier.
She had an OnlyFans or something by now. She's starting to, I think.
Well, that's the thing is that I've actually was wondering earlier today, like, had this crime been committed in like 2018 and she was acquitted in like 2020, she was like, you know, in her early 20s. Would she have an OnlyFans in 2022, 2023?
You saying she doesn't want to be a MILF? MILFs make good money.
That is true.
Yeah, and when she got, it was, you know, society, we were actually kind of talking about this a little while ago before we started the episode. Back then, in that time period, in like 2011, society, she probably would have done Hustler, you know, if she had the opportunity.
I think that she was pitched several things.
Yes.
But she didn't, I think that the problem with Hustler is that she couldn't pee on command. And that's one of the big things you got to be able to do for Hustler. Oh, you see this one that says she got the shirt? Casey Anthony was caught with the shirt that says, I need a hug. And then you look, it says, huge margarita.
Yes. Man, she is just Florida through and through.
Oh, she's so Florida, she's moving to Tennessee?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because now she's like broke up another family.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she broke up this guy's family, Tyson Rhodes, because... Man, there's supposed to be something about her. I guess you don't, you know, like that's now a hack joke, but it's because, you know, there won't be any kids. But
yeah.
I feel like I don't know what the deal. Why would you want this type of attention on you?
Yeah.
I just don't understand. People are broken that need this.
Yeah, this guy, Tyson Rhodes, he just left his family. He had like two daughters and a wife for Casey Anthony, and they're moving in together.
In Tennessee.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I guess she can legally leave the state of Florida now.
Yeah.
Well, she can legally go anywhere.
The only thing keeping her there is the fucking Jimmy Buffett cover band she loves so much.
It's so hard to leave once you find your favorite. Oh, if you've never been to Vegan Burger in Paradise, that is my favorite. I love my acoustic versions of the world's worst songs.
Wow, he looks like a grade A asshole.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
Got that piece of shit face.
Guess what? Yeah. His family dodged a bullet.
I want to make sure that I have this correctly. We're looking at the pictures of Casey Anthony that were published on the Daily Mail. There's a lot of pictures. And in every picture, she's carrying a box. Are they taking pictures of her moving out?
Yes, yeah. Moving into this guy's house.
Moving into this guy's house.
Or they bought a house. She bought a house, and then he's moved. I guess they're moving back and forth. It's something like that.
Yeah.
Where she gets I don't even know how she has the money to purchase a house. She has two homes.
My God. I don't know how she gets that money either, because she declared bankruptcy years ago because of all the lawsuits and the legal fees.
Did she ever write a book or anything?
No.
She can't fucking write a flip book. She can't figure out a menu.
I bet she got paid out the fucking ass for that Peacock
Truth
series.
Lies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For that Peacock series, I bet she got a massive payday.
I'm sure she got more of a payday than her parents did for their show.
A&E doesn't have Peacock money.
No. Oh, yeah. And I also bet you that they weren't, if you were to find out that they took money for that documentary, it might be very bad to the story of the parents. So I actually don't know if they were, besides like a little day rate or something. I think most people are expecting this baby murderer to take that cash money and use it again, because literally it's her entire brand.
Yes.
She's now made it a brand. Like, that's again why I think she's so, it's okay for us to comment on her, because she really has made it a thing. She is making this like will they won't they about her own daughter's death.
Yeah.
Like, it's so sick. Like, it's so like the idea that you would keep coming back to it and you would keep using it is just absolutely horrifying.
It's made by the same entertainment company that does the Olympics.
Yes.
And the NBA.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Well, hey, at least the NBA is used to babies being made and forgotten. It happens. Well, come on. These guys are horny.
Yes.
They're on the road. Everybody wants that dick.
Well, the thing is about Casey Anthony is that she's like many of these people, like she has made professional victim her
entire thing.
Entire thing is that she said that she's molested by her father. He killed her daughter. She's been wrongly accused this entire time. And that's why since 2018, she has been shopping around her own reality show called Casey Moving Forward.
Oh, yeah, that's right, because she hates being on camera.
She hates, she's so shy.
Yeah, it's called Casey Moving Forward. And she apparently had a private Twitter account where she's been boasting about, you know, like, I'm having meetings. I've been taking a lot of meetings.
Yeah, she's been having she has a Finsta.
Yeah, in a tweet, she said that she was positive it would be a hit and compared herself to Kim Kardashian, saying if Kim's family made it big with so much hate, so could she.
Oh, she can. Oh, yeah. She definitely can, and she's a step away. She's like, she's going to be a congressperson.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, at this point.
Well, it's so the same it thing with really OJ, because she never, like, continued to look for the murderer of her child. Or, you know.
Oh, she knew the murderer of her child.
No, she knew the murderer. She said that the father murdered her.
Yeah, I know. Then she should never rest until he's put behind bars, right?
Well, I guess she's just giving it up.
Yeah, I think that you don't understand that she's got to fucking go to Slammies.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because they got Shotskis. And, you know, they're doing $2 wells, and that's big for her. She's got to get there, because if she's not there, is it Shotsky night? The whole fucking Fort Lauderdale scene falls apart.
Well, the synopsis of Casey Moving Forward centered around Casey's life, including her West Palm Beach dating scene and her strained relationship with her parents. This was apparently planned well before. I actually think the 2022 Peacock series
was a morph of this.
It was a morph
of
this.
Definitely what? Because what do we know now? Of course, because they'd already kind of said yes to something, and it started with definitely started as a big old pitch where, because remember, executives look at us, and I include even us as people mixed with being entertainers, as we're just a bunch of pigs that just like to roll around and a bunch of fucking slop. We're idiots, right? And so what they do is they looked at that triangulation and they're like, of course, the perverts and the rapists that are in our audience will love hearing the foibles of Casey maybe not getting along with her parents after accusing them of mass rape across their entire life, right? So we'll just kind of playfully play with it. But then that story, it's like, that's not working anymore. Cut that storyline. New storyline, that is how she views her life. It's just like, and they just were like, and there were some executives. They were probably happier. Obviously, they were like, well, this is a sober look at Casey Anthony. And this is really going to get people going.
Well, Casey Moving Forward, one anonymous network exec saw the proposal and said, I think that's a losing bet. He said it would get, and I think he's absolutely right with this. Large audience initially, but what's really interesting about her fucking life?
But like, you're talking about 2012 entertainment. Nowadays,
no, this is 2024. This was a 2024 story. In which
these executives pretend like they give a remote fucking shit. They cancel everything after two episodes. They cancel whatever. They dump shit. They couldn't possibly give a
fuck.
Well,
that's what he's saying. He's not saying that he doesn't want to do it morally. They're saying that they don't think it's going to be good.
Yeah. No, he actually said, I hope someone else has the balls to buy it because I definitely would watch it.
That's all they want from us.
Well, he said the thing is that her life isn't interesting. It's only going to last a few episodes before the audience drops off and the backlash would be massive. Like, the backlash would be absolutely huge. Wouldn't be worth it at all.
I don't know. It seems like all these guys love backlash. That's absolutely their favorite thing on the face of the planet. So maybe they, I don't know. It feels like they like it. They think that seems to be a feature, not a bug.
Yeah, it just might be.
So we'll see you, Casey Anthony 2025 with Last Podcast and Left and Casey on their brand new travel show where we go get appetizers at Irish pubs across the entire fucking country and then we test birth control.
Man, do you remember we did have a pitch many years ago when O.J. Simpson was still alive for Casey Anthony and O.J. Simpson to do a show together called the I Didn't Do It's?
Yeah, I know the I Didn't Do It's and them going out there looking for the real killers.
Yeah,
never stopping.
She should start a podcast with Bill Cosby.
Oh, and she's such a great storyteller. Yeah. You know, Casey, the first thing I thought of when I saw you was, I wish I could put an abortion inside of you. See, you're giving you a little bit of a sleepy deepy, a little bit of a Cosby Jr. in that little pocket.
Well, maybe we'll have the same luck as we did when we did our update on OJ.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Hopefully. Hopefully. You've been listening to The Update Show.
Yes, thank you very much for listening, everybody. Go to patreon.com/lastpodcastontheleft to watch video episodes of all these things we record. You can watch side stories on YouTube, and you can follow us on all of our socials at LP on the Left. That's TikTok and Instagram. Don't forget to watch all of our streaming shows.
Just watch me stream.
Yeah,
Ghosting is so good.
Go to YouTube, see our bullshit. Then lastpodcastontheleft.com to buy tickets for our live shows.
That's right, man. We're coming to King's Theater. I can't wait for that show. It's like a dream come true for me personally. It's
going
to be amazing. That's going to be on December 7th. And then and we got a bunch of dates coming out for 2025.
Yeah, we're about to do it.
Yeah.
And I also want to tell everyone out there, if you're watching the streams, catch LP in Funhouse next time it's on.
It's so funny.
It's really great.
So funny. It is so compelling that after we did our show in Iceland, like, I got back to the hotel room and decided to just check it out because it was on at the same time. I was so exhausted. I had to get up at 6 a.m. for a flight. And I watched an hour and a half of it. I couldn't stop watching it.
I couldn't stop watching it.
Yeah,
I called it at like 2 a.m. Iceland time. It was pretty great.
Oh, goodbye, everybody.
That's it. Bye-bye.
Hail Gene.
Casey, call me.
Hail George Anthony.
Sure.
And the mother, at least, whatever her name is.
Yeah, you know, sure, fine.
Yes.
Yeah, whatever.
George has been through enough.
Yes. Yeah. You can get a hail. Yeah.
Thank you for enjoying The Last Update on the Left. You can find other shows that you'll enjoy from the Last Podcast Network on lastpodcastontheleft.com. See you there.